We have a man on the news line we've spoken to a number of times over the years as a congressman and as a candidate, and he's back on the line. He's an endorser at this moment. The tweets started coming out on Friday on our screen here, and it blew up from there. U.S. Congressman Lou Barletta and former Congressman Tom Marino kind of teamed up and threw all their political support behind Ron DeSantis for president in 2024. Congressman Barletta, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Morning, Mark. Good morning, Joe. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, sir.
I really do appreciate it. Thank you for carving out some time. Is this retribution for the lack of Trump endorsement last year that you're throwing your political support behind Ron DeSantis for president in 2024?
It's no secret, you know, that Tom Marino and I were very instrumental in then-candidate Donald Trump winning in Pennsylvania in 2016. We were nicknamed Thunder and Lightning and campaigned all over Pennsylvania and played a role in his transition team. And, you know, I think what's happened is we've gone off the rails here. You know, we're watching what Joe Biden presidency is doing to our country, and the Republican Party, I believe, going forward, needs to be smart in who we elect in our primaries so that we can win the general election. And I think, you know, one of the mistakes that President Trump has made is that, he should not have been getting involved in primaries, Republican primaries around the country. It's dividing our party, which makes it even more difficult to win the general election, especially here in Pennsylvania, guys, when there are 600,000 more Democrats than there are Republicans. The goal for our party should not be winning a primary. Our goal should be, how do we get Democrats to vote for us so that we can win the general election? And, you know, if we continue to do this, we're going to have candidates who win primaries but have no chance to win a general election. It's about the mission and not the man. And unfortunately, the party has become about the man. It's the policies that I liked with Donald Trump. Those same policies that I believe Ron DeSantis can bring us. And we can't make this about the person. It has to be about the policies and about the people.
Well, Lou, he's been very strong in his condemnations of Ron DeSantis, even suggesting that Crist was a better governor, which is insane as far as I'm concerned. How much should the Republican Party tolerate of him bashing other Republicans?
Well, you know, and I think DeSantis is handling it as well as a person can and saying, listen, I'm not spending my time, you know, ripping apart other Republicans. And if we rip apart the Republican Party, all we're going to have are more Joe Bidens in office. So I hope Republicans and really our leadership needs to be stronger than what it is. You know, we saw in the Pennsylvania governor's race, you know, we had 16 candidates in there, and it makes it very difficult. Our leadership needs to be strong and realize the goals are not to win primaries. Our goals are, how do we win a general election? And, you know, if we keep dividing our party and attacking other Republicans, you're just going to have more Democrats.
What are some of the policies that Ron DeSantis is talking about that seem like good Republican policies that you can get behind?
Well, I served with Ron in Congress, so I got to know him there. And then I watched him as he became governor of Florida, and look at his record. This is not, you know, he's talking about what he wants to do, but look what he has done. Look how he has handled COVID, much differently than anyone else in the country. And he was right. He opened up their businesses. He protected the seniors. Every step he took along the way turned out to be right, even though everyone criticized him at the time, which takes a lot of courage. You know, to be the person in charge and do something differently and stand your ground, and it proved to be right. He was smart. He protected the seniors, protected the nursing homes, but he opened up businesses. He let people make their own decisions. Look at the way he's handling the schools. You know, allowing, again, saying, listen, parents have a right to what's going on in the classroom and what's being taught to their children. Look at the way he handled the hurricanes. Again, he every time he was asked to lead, he did. And he's not afraid. He's not afraid to stand up. He's not afraid to take on the media. But he does it in a much different way than Donald Trump does. Well, he backs his actions with facts.
Well, let's face it. The mainstream media is coming after him. For example, his parental rights bill has been turned into Don't Say Gay. Do you think he's got a chance with both President Trump and the media sniping at him constantly?
Well, I people are flocking to Florida in record numbers. They're leaving, their home states, and they're going to Florida. And if you talk to anyone, and I'm sure, both of you know people in Florida, they love him. Even the Democrats like the way he leads. And I hear a lot of people say, well, we hope he doesn't leave as our governor. We like him that much. So, when people at the end of the day look at what you're going to get those same type of policies that Donald Trump stood up for, but you're not going to get the same amount of controversy and division that we can't have in our party any longer. We can't be a divided party. We have to say, is it the man we care about, or is it the mission? Is it the policies?
What, are you concerned about the fact that one of his main themes is this anti-wokeness? And when you talk about what he's referring to as wokeness, it's a lot of things that people want. Most Americans want choice to have an abortion up to 24 weeks. Most Americans want freedom to do a mail-in ballot if it's available in their area. People want freedoms to allow gay marriage and things like that. Do you think this turning back the clock is going to be a good message against Biden?
And I disagree that he wants to turn back the clock. And when he talks about wokeness, he says a lot of things that most people would agree on. He took on Disney. Who would do that as a governor of Florida? He took on Disney because, they can't use words like gentlemen and gentle ladies. I mean, that's the wokeness that he talks about. And people want to get back to, common sense. And we can't be teaching children in second grade that they need to question their gender. We can't be having the kind of books that are in our children's school libraries. And this is going on, and it's Ron DeSantis who is standing up and pointing it out. I have a press conference. I don't know. We were in a debate in Lancaster. I think there were nine of us still in the race at the time. And this woman was holding up a pornographic poster and screaming during the middle of the debate. And they drug her out. And after the debate, I went up to her. She was standing in the hallway with the poster. And the poster was literally pornographic. It was two males having sex. And I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "This book is in my son's school library." And then she had another poster with a page taken out of the book, and it talked about a father having incest with his 12-year-old daughter and describing it. She said, "This is in my son's school library." I held a press conference down in Philadelphia displaying this, and it's almost embarrassing to show it. But why is this okay? Why are we caving in to the craziness that most Americans say that's way too far? Ron DeSantis is not afraid, and that's what I like about him.
Well, let's face it, there's a large assault on freedom of speech in this country right now. People want to hear only the speech that they agree with, not the speech they don't agree with. How do we combat that in today's world, Congressman?
I think what it comes down to, this is the kind of stuff that parents should be talking about with their kids in their own homes. I don't want some stranger in a school because they have a title as a teacher or a librarian or a principal thinking that they have the right to talk to my second grader about whether or not they're comfortable in the gender that they are. This is not, I don't believe it, and you probably don't either believe that a stranger should be having that conversation with somebody in first or second grade. And these are the kind of things that they're not taking away free speech, but if you can't go into a movie because it's rated R, why are we allowing that stuff in elementary schools and junior high schools? Why is it okay there? And it's just coming down to common sense, and who has the courage to stand up and and fight that. And that's what I'm looking for. You know, I, as a mayor, you know, took some positions that nobody in the country had the courage to do, and it was called some horrible names, and it wasn't a very comfortable time for me. But at the end of the day, if what you're saying is right, you can't be afraid, and that's what we need. Unfortunately, we have too many people in office now that just want to stay in office. You know, they just want to say what you want to hear, but never have the backbone or courage to actually get up and try to do something about it to change things. And that's what our country is looking for. That's how Donald Trump, you know, became so popular. You know, he was saying things that people were thinking and no other politician would say. And I think Ron DeSantis has those same qualities. He's got a record in Florida. He's young. He's not afraid. And that's why I'm supporting him.
Switching directions for
if
a minute.
He runs. And I mean, the key is now, let's remember, he has not announced.
Right.
So he's not a candidate. And what Tom Marino and I are doing is actually recruiting Ron and hoping that that he will get in the race.
But he's far from taking a Sherman. But let me change directions a minute. Dave McCormick has written a book, and he's making noises about running for the Senate again against Bob Casey. Well, and in the Republican primary, maybe with Doug Mastriano, who it astounds me after the way he was defeated for governor that he would consider sticking his head up above water again. But how do you feel about the upcoming race with Bob Casey?
Well, you know, I know a little bit about it since I got in that ring against Bob Casey, and I think Dave McCormick ran a good race with Dr. Oz, and again, the Republicans will have a big race to try to win. And again, looking at Pennsylvania, there's a big registration difference between Democrats and Republicans, and we need to have whoever the candidate is, that they can swing independents and Democrats in a general election, or else, the Democrats will win just because of the registration. So it'll be interesting to see who finally, is the candidates and the issues that they bring to the people, and how do you swing those independents and Democrats over.
I hope you write a book in the years ahead, because you've had a tremendous, well, just the past 15 years, but you could probably go back farther into your teaching days and talk about some of those things and how that evolved. Any regrets, anything you'd change if you go back? You mentioned Hazleton, did you go, or are you still proud of the way that you fought that? Of course, your candidacies, being one of the fake electors going into the January 6th riot. Anything you'd change if you could about some of the decisions you made along the way?
Yes, there is one thing I would absolutely change, and a regret that I have, that during my time in Congress I was not able to convince my colleagues to let's get rid of daylight savings time. This is killing. As you get older, it's tough when we're bouncing back and forth, and we were just talking about it yesterday. What are the advantages, and why are we continuing to do this? Is it what the farmers really want, and where's the benefits? I like it being lighter, longer during the day, and I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, but there aren't many things that my political career that I look back and say, I wish I had the courage to do something differently. I've always stood up and did what I thought was right, and not everybody always agreed, but I can look at myself now and look back and say, for a guy in Hazleton, I think I stood and represented the people, and at the end of my political career, I walk away with hopefully a good reputation. Hopefully people will say he was honest, and I have no regrets in enjoying my family, and I think one day you will see a book.
You remind me of one of the comments of Rick Santorum when he was here 20 years ago. He said, I asked him getting a lot of pushback from media or people when he stood up for his ideals. And he said, well, when you're in politics, it's like whack-a-mole. If you stick your head up, somebody's going to whack it, but he's going to continue to do so. Joe, last question for Congressman Barletta,
yes,
please.
Yes, Lou, what's next for you? Anything political, or what are you, you're much too young to throw in the towel and sit sit back and rest on your laurels. I suspect there's got to be more, a second act, if you will.
Yeah, I'm going to keep myself busy, and I realize there's a lot of political capital left out there, you know, around the state, running statewide twice, and, you know, just to go away and leave that go would be the wrong thing to do. So, you know, I'm starting a PAC, and what I'm going to do is actually look for local candidates. You know, I started out as a city councilman and hated politics, never thought I would ever really do that for a living, but I didn't like what was happening in Hazleton, so I decided to get involved as a councilman and ended up as mayor and then on to Congress. I'm going to look. I think that's where we need to build our party. We have to find good people at the local level. If we don't like what's in our schools, let's go find good people to run for the school board. Let's go find good supervisors. Let's go find good council people, good mayors. And I'm going to go out and look for those people, especially, and we're going to focus mainly on northeastern and central Pennsylvania, and I'm going to get behind them, help them. A lot of people want to run, but they don't know how to run. They never run a campaign. And I'm going to go out and not only help them financially, but maybe school them and help them on how to run a campaign. And let's get good people off the sidelines, and let's get them involved. And I think that's how we make a change in our party and in our state and in our country.
Fantastic.
Sounds right. Good.
We'll watch for your name to pop up in some of the races around here. The Lou Barletta political consultancy business is open, and you're there to help local folks get elected. Thank you, sir. Thanks for your comments. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, Lou.
Good talking to you guys again. Thank you.
Take care.
That is former Congressman Lou Barletta.